Today we're talking about what's your favorite comfort food. Got a couple lines open. Call right now, 770-8398 or 1-800-WGRD-979. Let's see if there's any others out there. Hi, GRD.
Morning.
Morning.
Howdy.
I'm trying to find the palatable word for poontang.
Hello. Toll free, GRD, where are you calling from?
East Paris Avenue.
Woo-hoo! Hey, wait a minute. You're in Grand Rapids.
I'm cellular.
Yeah, but you're on our toll-free line. You're costing us money.
So this answer better be worth
it. This better be worth it, pal.
A Guinness Stout and an Avo number two?
Yeah, but that's not really food.
Guinness Stout is like a pork chop in every glass.
It is. It's
oh, it
thick.
Is?
Yeah,
oh, sure.
It's very thick.
You can stand a spoon up in it.
Do you have to cut those cigars?
Yes, you do.
See, I don't like that because you get all that crap in your teeth.
Nah, it's worth it.
Not to me. I'm an El Producto queen man myself.
You are the wimpiest cigar smoker.
You and George Burns, man.
Hey, George Burns lived to be 100 and smoked 15 of those a day. How bad can they be for
but
you?
But they're cheap cigars.
They're $1 a throw.
And that's 75% of that's going for the glass test tube it comes in.
Well, I can use that for urine and blood samples later. Thank you for calling, sir. Hi, GRD.
Hi, are you still talking about food?
We want to know your favorite comfort food.
I'd have to agree with the woman that said Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
We went to a vacation in Vermont, and we just happened to be driving down this country road and drove right by the main factory of Ben & Jerry's.
What's your favorite flavor by them?
I think I don't really have one. I like them all.
Have you ever had Rainforest Crunch?
Yeah.
Got it. That is good.
Yeah, we did a lot of sampling at the factory to see which one we liked best. But
did they
really
give tours of the factory?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get, like, free pints of ice cream or something?
No, you can just have a little spoon taste. And
spoon taste?
Yeah, just a little bit. Then they have the regular ice cream stand on the outside.
Oh, so they make you buy the ice cream when you leave?
Yeah, after you taste them.
Well, that's not very nice. They wet your whistle, and then they make you pay for the ice cream at the end.
Yep.
It's like putting a carrot in front of a mule.
Exactly.
Yep.
Jeez, where is that factory?
It's in Vermont somewhere. I couldn't even tell you where. We just happened to be driving to another area and just drove by it.
They're into, like, real politically correct causes and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
About where they buy their milk and that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, I guess.
Nope.
God, I'm hungry this morning all of a sudden, aren't you?
Especially for cold things.
Yeah. Would you have a snow cone on you this morning, man?
Sure.
Is that possible? Thanks for calling.